The Missing Rembrandt, 1932, directed by Leslie S. Hiscott, stands as one of the great mysteries of early British cinema. The film was the second in a series of Sherlock Holmes adaptations produced by Twickenham Film Studios, with Arthur Wantner starring as the iconic detective. Based on Arthur Conan Doyle's story, The Adventure of Charles Augustus Milverton, the film expanded upon the tale with new elements, weaving a narrative of art theft, blackmail, and murder. Unfortunately, no known copies of The Missing Rembrandt are believed to have survived, making it one of the most sought-after lost films in cinematic history. This is Land of the Lost, The Missing Rembrandt. In this installment, Wantner's Holmes faced a plot revolving around a stolen painting by Rembrandt, a masterpiece at the center of a web of intrigue. Hiscott, known for his efficient work in British crime dramas, crafted a film that reportedly captured the cerebral and deductive brilliance of Doyle's detective, while also incorporating suspenseful action sequences that were rare for the era. Wantner, whose portrayal of Holmes was praised for its fidelity to the character's intellect and mannerisms, delivered a performance that critics at the time hailed as among the finest interpretations of the sleuth. While details about the production remain sparse, the film is notable for its attempt to blend the atmospheric mystery of Doyle's stories with the more dynamic elements of cinema. Shot on modest budgets typical of Twickenham's productions, the film relied on strong performances and inventive storytelling rather than elaborate sets or special effects. The interplay between Wantner's Holmes and Ian Fleming's Dr. Watson, a recurring collaborator in the series, provided a strong anchor for the narrative. Despite its initial success, The Missing Rembrandt became a victim of time and neglect. Early British films often faced poor preservation practices, with studios failing to recognize the long-term value of their productions. Many films from the era were lost due to the fragile nature of nitrate film stock, which was prone to decay and fire. The status of The Missing Rembrandt as a lost film has turned it into a subject of enduring fascination among Holmes enthusiasts and film historians alike. The absence of The Missing Rembrandt leaves a gap in the cinematic legacy of Sherlock Holmes and Leslie S. Hiscott's body of work. It also underscores the fragility of early film as a medium where significant cultural artifacts could vanish without a trace. While stills and production notes provide glimpses into what the film might have been, its full impact remains a tantalizing mystery. The film's loss serves as both a cautionary tale about the importance of film preservation and a reminder of the ephemeral nature of early cinema.